With the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee to consider transportation issues this week, Craig Thompson with the Transportation Development Association hopes they'll reconsider what's in the governor's budget.
We would hope that the co-chairs would have exactly the opposite view. We would recommend that they change the funding source for transit, but hope that they would stick with the governor's proposal to use sales tax revenue on vehicles to help fund the transportation program.
Senator Alberta Darling has indicated opposition to that, but she and Representative Robin Voss both in favor of removing transit service from the transportation budget, instead having transit paid for with general taxes.
With gas prices around $4 now, the demand, we believe, nationally for transit has been going up and is in the state as well. So hopefully the buses will still be there and the routes will still be there to be able to get people where they need to go.
Thompson notes bus service in Milwaukee and the Fox Valley is already under pressure, and the changes in the budget could mean further service cuts at a time when many more people may be relying on the bus. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.